This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome to USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered. Nobody else in the country is as raw or as unfiltered as Wayne Root is. They may claim to be, but they're not. I'm the only one who has no script, has no teleprompter, has no little assistants running around. It's just me shooting from the hip the entire show, taking no prisoners, baby. And there is so much to talk about today, so many interesting things that I want to get to. Let's just get right to it. First of all, Maria Bartiromo, for those of you who don't know, I'm sure everybody knows who Maria Bartiromo is, right? She is a very well-respected financial journalist, formerly of CNBC and more lately of Fox Business. And she is loved on Wall Street and considered brilliant. And you do an interview with her and, you know, your stock flies because she has great credibility. And she is sticking her entire reputation on the line. I'm sure liberals are going to call for her head. I'm sure they're going to say she's insane. I'm sure they're going to say she's a, you know, a tinfoil hat wearer and she's a conspiracy theorist. But she said today, an intelligent source told me Donald Trump did in fact win the election and it's up to the Supreme Court to take the cases and stop the clock. She dropped a bomb on her morning show. You won't hear it anywhere else except here on my show. Nobody else seems to care. She's an award-winning journalist, and she told viewers she was told by an intelligence source that Trump did, in fact, win the 2020 election. And then she added, the Supreme Court must take cases challenging the massive election fraud to stop the clock. Of course he won the election. It's so clear he won the election. Anybody could figure it out, but no one has the balls except this woman to say it. You know, in all of mainstream media on television, they don't want to say it. They're scared to death to say it because their sponsors might drop out. Their network may fire them. People will call for their removal for telling the truth. Nobody wants the truth anymore. And here's some more truth. First glitches emerge in the COVID vaccine rollout. Alaska health workers suffer serious allergic reaction. Healthcare worker in Alaska was hospitalized on Tuesday with a serious allergic reaction after receiving Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The person who had no known drug allergies was still in the hospital on Wednesday morning under observation. The Alaska resident's reaction was similar to an anaphylactic reaction that two workers in Britain experienced after receiving the Pfizer vaccine last week, both of whom have recovered. But an anaphylactic shock is you come close to dying. Your body shuts down. You freeze over. Both of those two in Britain did have a history of severe allergies. And by the way, Wayne Allen Root, your host, has a history of severe allergies. I don't want this vaccine. I want nothing to do with it. You know, I know very few people who ever got COVID. And the few people I know got COVID, every single one of them recovered. I'm talking about friends, close friends. I know a couple of people who were acquaintances at best, met them once in my life or twice in my life, and they died. And they both had cancer. And they got COVID. They had massive chemotherapy and massive cancer all over their body, and COVID killed them. And, of course, I understand and believe to be true that thousands of old people in this country in nursing homes have died. But when you're 90 years old in a nursing home, anything could kill you, and pneumonia will kill you, and the flu will kill you, and old age will kill you. So this is just crazy to shut economies. In any case, it's like you need to carry an EpiPen when you get this shot. It's just not cut and dried how safe it is or it isn't. And don't ever say that Wayne Root's anti-vax. I'm not. And don't say the Wainwright recommended not to take the vaccine. I didn't. Everyone's got to make their own decision. I'm just telling you, there's lots of questions, and it's not cut and dried. And as far as Fauci, he's insane. Insane. Dr. Fauci said today he will not be seeing his children for Christmas, and he wants everyone to do the same. He and his wife will be spending the holidays alone, like he did for Thanksgiving. He won't be seeing his three adult daughters this Christmas or for his 80th birthday on Christmas Eve, and he recommends other Americans remain isolated. These people are crazy. They're out of their minds. So if your family members or loved ones won't take no for an answer, Fauci suggested, put it to them this way. Keep yourself and your family healthy so you'll have many more Christmases ahead of you. You've enjoyed many Christmases before, and with vaccines out, it's highly likely things will be back to normal by next Christmas. Oh, thank you, Fauci. Just in time for Biden to be president, things will be back to normal. Insane. As far as 300,000 dead, it's the biggest lie and the most exaggerated figure in world history. They tell you there's 300,000 dead of COVID, and the joke is, and by the way, there's no jokes about death, so I shouldn't put it that way. The real stat, the actual number of overall deaths in America is not up over last year or the year before or the year before that or the year before that or the year before that. So what does it matter? It's like saying car accidents are up, but suicides are down. It's like saying opioid deaths are up, but car accidents are down. Overall deaths exactly the same. Something's very wrong with this story. Just like something's very wrong with the election. Why are we arresting Joe Biden? Don't let him become president of the United States. Don't let him take office. Don't let him go to an inauguration and put his hand on the Bible. He's a criminal. We now know that Hunter Biden in 2017, just found this out today, email obtained by Fox News. Hunter Biden in 2017 sent best wishes from the entire Biden family to the chairman of a Chinese energy firm requesting a $10 million wire. He asked the chairman to properly fund and operate the Biden joint venture with the Chinese energy company. Best wishes from the entire Biden family. Folks, look, you could say it's circumstantial. You could say that's not enough to arrest him. It's enough to stop him from being president of the United States. This guy is owned by the Chinese. Lock, stock, and barrel. I'm talking about Joe, not just Hunter. Joe Biden and his entire family are owned by the Chinese. It's unbelievable. He sent a letter, Hunter Biden, to the CEFC chairman. His name is Yi Jinping. In 2017, and he extends best wishes from the whole Biden family and urges the chairman to quickly send a $10 million wire to properly fund and operate a Biden joint venture with the Chinese energy company. It was sent June 18, 2017. It's an email from Hunter Biden. This was all the stuff that was reported in the laptop, and everyone said we were crazy, and everyone said you can't report it, and it all turns out to be true. He's owned by the Chinese. You know, the people that sent us this incredible COVID that's destroying our lives and upending our lives. Whew. I mean, thank God we have Trump as president. 61% of nations have decimated liberty with COVID restrictions. An international human rights group has warned the majority of nations across the globe have implemented COVID-related restrictions that have severely eroded the liberties of their citizens. The International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, based in Sweden, reports 61% of countries have used these restrictions that were concerning from a democracy and human rights perspective. These restrictions violated democrat standards because they were either disproportionate, illegal, indefinite, or unnecessary in relation to the health threat. By October 2020, 99 out of 162 countries in the world had implemented measures to contain COVID that presents concerns from a democracy and human rights perspective. Even more concerning was the finding that almost half of all democratic countries implemented measures that violate basic human rights. The group has warned the most at risk of the restrictions is freedom of expression. Half the countries have used COVID to implement restrictions in the name of preventing disinformation about the virus. 60% of nations have implemented states of emergency or severely restricting freedom of movement. I mean, this is an absolute travesty. This is an attempt to take away our rights, an attempt to make us basically adherent to dictatorships around the world. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And right on cue, Twitter now says they're going to remove harmful, misleading, or false information on COVID vaccines. They're going to remove tweets that advance harmful, false, or misleading narratives about COVID vaccines, including false claims that suggest immunizations and vaccines are used to intentionally cause harm to control populations. False claims have been widely debunked about the adverse impact or effects of receiving vaccinations. See, I've never heard such communism in my life, such closed-mindedness in my life, such lack of freedom of expression, such censorship, such banning. False claims that COVID-19 is not real or not serious, and therefore the vaccinations are unnecessary. The company will label or place a warning on tweets that advance unsubstantiated rumors, disputed claims, as well as incomplete or out-of-context information about vaccines. The brainwashing has begun. Censorship started a long time ago. And just like Maria Bartiromo of Rand Paul, United States Senator, says the fraud happened. This election in many ways was stolen. He schooled former Director of Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency head Chris Krebs on the massive voter fraud that took place. Krebs folded his arms and pouted as Rand Paul put him in his place. He was recently fired by President Trump for saying the election was the most secure in history. The courts haven't decided the facts, Rand Paul said. They never looked at the facts. The fraud happened. The election was stolen. The only way it will be fixed is by, in the future, reinforcing the laws. That's where I disagree with Rand Paul. I'm not waiting for the future. Something big is going to happen between now and January 20th. We cannot let Joe Biden take office where America's been sold to the Chinese. And we'll see later in this show. I've got an interview with Joe DiGenova, and he says something big's happening and coming soon. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a health care program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root, libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Energize Health. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, X3 Bar. Big day today, by the way. We have Alan Dershowitz in a few minutes. That's hour number one in just a few minutes. Interview with Alan Dershowitz. And hour number two, Kevin Sorbo, the famous actor, great friend of War. Actually, Alan Dershowitz is a good friend of War now. Kevin Sorbo, best known for his role of Hercules in the TV series Hercules, will be with us. And then in hour number three, you will not want to miss my interview with Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney and independent counsel representing Trump's legal team, who will tell you that Trump does, in fact, have a chance to win this election still. And is very positive about things. Sponsor of the show is X3 Exercise Bar. You all know I'm Mr. Exercise, but the X3 is amazing. It has shocked me. It's a compact premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance. 16 different research studies show it's more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. That's the key of all this, 10 minutes a day. Do you have 10 minutes a day to make your arms look like Popeye, to look the best of your life, to look muscular? Not just more effective, but studies prove it's three times more effective than weights. That's why they call it the X3, three times more effective. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable, easily stored, used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. The key components of the X3 made in the USA. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com, x3bar.com. That's your promo code WAR. For Wayne Allen Root, WAR, and save $75, x3bar.com. Best piece of equipment, dollar for dollar, you'll ever buy. So there's this great article out about COVID. Great article. Because actually, it's very positive towards the vaccine. And you know I'm very anti this vaccine for the moment. Until it's proven safe to me But this thing draws a completely different conclusion. You got to hear this. So, last week, the FDA published its analysis of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine trial results, called BNT162B2, and the results are very valuable, they say. Study was large, involved tens of thousands of people. The participants came from all walks of life, highly diverse genetic compositions, the rules and protocols, completely uniform across the entire experiments. This is a very pro-vaccine article, but I got to read you what the final opinion is after reading this, after studying all these. They say it's quite rare. Of the nearly 90,000 COVID studies this year, very few meet all these criteria. More importantly, there was no funny arithmetic involved. You know, like how the government and the media tend to count anyone who sets foot in a hospital or a mortuary as COVID-related. So they say in this article, and this is from Simon Black, and it's at Zero Hedge. Simon Black is pro-vaccine. So that's, I'm reading this, I'm being very fair, pro-vaccine. But his conclusion is what's important. He says the vaccine results very promising. Only 8 people out of 20,000 who received 2 full doses of the vaccine ended up testing positive for COVID. And perhaps even better, 0 out of the subjects over the age of 75 tested positive for COVID. New England Journal of Medicine, however, wrote last week, many important questions still remain. There were numerous adverse reactions to the vaccine. That's what Wayne Rutzel was talking about. And the New England Journal of Science wonders whether unexpected safety issues will arise when the number of vaccinated individuals grows to millions and possibly billions. Will the side effects emerge with longer follow-up? How long will the vaccine remain effective? Those are the big questions that remain unanswered. But, in addition to the people who received the vaccine, 20,000 got a placebo. How many of them, so that means they got something that had nothing in it. How many of them do you think ended up testing positive for COVID? 5,000? 500? How about 50? Out of 20,000 people who did not receive the vaccine, 162 of them expressed symptoms of acute respiratory illness and tested positive for COVID-19. And out of 162 in the placebo group who tested positive for COVID, 3 of them had severe COVID. Only 1 of them was hospitalized. Okay? So from the roughly 20,000 participants who did not receive the vaccine, 0.8%, 162 of them tested positive for COVID, and 3 had severe COVID. This was a huge test. Tens of thousands of people from all walks of life. Yet the numbers show 98% of the people who tested positive for COVID had a mild case. So it's absurd that COVID-19 has become this untouchable topic that outweighs every other health priority in our society. And it's more important than any other medical condition, cancer, heart disease, strokes, diabetes. And the politicians don't want a single person to die of COVID. They don't care about suicide, drug abuse, alcoholism, domestic violence, and every other disease that's going untreated because of COVID hysteria. And they'll arrest people who open their businesses. And they'll stun gun you for not wearing a mask. They'll pepper spray you. They'll censor you on Twitter and Facebook. They'll shame you. They'll ridicule you. Almost nobody's dying and we're closing the world.
I worry about lots of things. My finances. My grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Snow is falling in the Washington, D.C. area as a major winter storm makes its way up the East Coast. The storm affecting more than 60 million Americans from Georgia up to Maine. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy preparing his state for the worst.
If you experience a blackout, remember, folks, please immediately report it to your electric company. Do not assume that your neighbor or somebody else has called it in.
The New Jersey Democrat speaking there as that area prepares for 6 to 8 inches of snow. A Kenyan national is being indicted for helping plan a 9/11-style terror attack on the United States. The New York Attorney's Office saying the 30-year-old obtained his pilot's license in the Philippines at the direction of the terror group El Shabaab. The FBI and other law enforcement members were able to stop the plot. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
Alan Dershowitz, one of the most celebrated lawyers in America, professor at Harvard Law School for 50 years, now professor emeritus at Harvard. Latest book, Guilt by Accusation, number one bestseller at Amazon. We share something, Alan. I have a number one bestseller at Amazon called Trump Rules, and it's great to have you on the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on with you.
Look, as a gambler, I know that what happened in the election, you could say Biden won, you could say the Electoral College now voted him in. I believe the election had horrible, horrible problems. You can't just stop voting on election night, and then the next morning when I wake up, Trump has huge leads the next morning. The leads aren't there, they kicked everybody out, and there was nobody to witness it, and suddenly Biden's in the lead. That bothers me, and the ballots coming in after Election Day, and they're all for Biden, that bothers me. I believe that the Supreme Court, you could argue, Alan, whether it was stolen or not stolen, maybe you think it's fine, but don't you think the Supreme Court should have looked at it? That's all I wanted them to do.
I do. I thought that actually the two dissenting justices, Alito and Thomas, got the better of the argument. I think a state could have standing, whether or not this case required that because of the margin of victories in some of the contested states remains to be seen, but I think the Supreme Court should have taken the case. Look, there are tens of billions of Americans, rightly or wrongly, who think the election was not properly conducted, and they have a right to have their voice heard. That's why I commend the lawyers for bringing these actions, and we'll defend them if any of them get charged with disbarment or discipline. For the future, I've recommended the establishment of a VIP, voter integrity panel, consisting of former justices of the Supreme Court, consisting of former presidents of universities, prominent people, so that when there's a complaint about a computer or something like that, it could be brought to the attention of them, and they can give an opinion based on expert testimony, so we don't have to listen to the media, we don't have to listen to the politicians.
You know, certainly I'm impressed again that you and I are on the same side again, even though you consider yourself liberal and I consider myself conservative. I think the Supreme Court should have looked at it. I can't say whether anyone could, you know, whether Supreme Court justice should rule A or B. I can only say, please look at it. Take a look at it. Why would you turn it down?
So, I got one question I got to get out.
Well, sure. I just got to get this out to you. If your answer is, and their answer was, obviously, Texas didn't have standing. I want to take this case. I want to piggyback on this case, and I'll join in now.
Because the President of the United States can't bring a case of original jurisdiction to the Supreme Court. Only states can pay if they have one state versus another. That's the only basis on which you can get. Remember the famous case where New York and New Jersey sued each other for who owns the Statue of Liberty?
Yes.
Those are the only cases that can be brought. And so the President of the United States can't even bring a case directly to the Supreme Court. He would have had to bring it through the process of trial court gathering of evidence. And look, we're beyond the two-minute warning. We're now into no time left on the clock, and they're throwing the ball around to see if they can make a touchdown without any time left. And, you know, fortunately they can't end up with a safety, but they're not likely to be able to change the result here. It's very likely that on January 20th we'll see a new president sworn in, whether people like that or not. But for the future, let's make sure our elections are uncontestable, that people all have faith in the outcome. That's the key. And if people don't trust the outcome in an election, we have a real problem.
Well, let me. That brings up two questions in my mind for Alan Dershowitz. We're talking to one of the most celebrated lawyers. Here it says in the bio, in America, I would call him one of the most celebrated lawyers in the world or of all time. Everybody knows the name Dershowitz. He's a great, great, great lawyer and a great man. And even as a conservative, I just genuflect when the man walks in the room. So I'm glad to have him on the show. It's a great honor to have you with us. Let me ask you this. There's got to be a Hail Mary here. If I'm, you know, whether you're with me or against me, Alan, you're a lawyer, always tells the truth. What's the Hail Mary left for Trump? My understanding is he still could win this only if he gets it into Congress. If the vice president won't accept the electors and then Congress has to debate it and then the delegations vote it. Is that correct?
Here's the way it works. If he can get one senator, he'll certainly get a handful of congressmen. There have been a handful of congressmen that protested the 2005 election, the 2000 election, 2016 election. You're always going to get a handful of congressmen who object. But so far, they've never been able to get a senator. If they can get a single senator, then the debate goes to both houses of Congress, where the rules are each member gets 5 minutes, and then they vote. And only if both houses vote to reject the election is the election rejected. That's very unlikely to happen because the Republicans control one house and the Democrats control the other house. And the Democrats would never allow a majority vote to reject the election. So that's less than a Hail Mary. The other possibility, again, very, very unlikely, is that state legislatures can send two slates of electors, one that was voted by the people and the other the state legislature selected because they concluded that the election was not properly conducted. Again, that would be challenged and would not succeed. So although there's always the possibility of a Hail Mary, we have to remember very few Hail Marys actually succeed.
All right, so let me debate you a little bit on both those, because you just said it could never happen because, of course, the Senate's Republican, or at least it has been during this session, and the House is Democrat, and the House is very Democrat. But guess what? My understanding is, Alan, that the House doesn't vote by members. It votes by delegations, and Republicans have a huge lead, 30 to 20, with delegations. So all your votes in California only count as one, no?
So, no, here's the confusion. That's true if it ends up in the House. If, for example, Biden got 269 electoral votes. Let's assume there was a third candidate, and Biden got 269, but not 270. Mm-hmm. Then you're right. Then it goes just to the House, and the House votes by delegation. The Republicans win. But for purposes of certifying the election, every House member gets one vote. So there are two different issues, and on this issue, the Hail Mary doesn't work.
All right, let's jump to the legislature, all right? So you got me on the first one. The second one.
I'm not trying to get you.
Well, you
I'm
got
not
me because
sides, right?
I keep getting all these conservative texts, and I never say I believe they're right. I don't know. That's why I had you on. They all claim, oh, it's going to get into the Senate and the House. We win the Senate because it's Republican, and we win the House because we dominate with 30 to 20 with actual states. But the reality is you just dispelled that one. Let's talk about the legislature. As of yesterday, there were, I believe it was six or seven states that did, the contested states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, and they even added in New Mexico. Those seven delegations, the electors who are Republicans did vote for Trump, and they say that leaves our options open if Trump could do this or that. So how does that leave their options open? They actually did vote in seven states for Trump to be the president, although the electors for Biden won those states. So how does that leave it open?
The way it works is that a state legislature literally could disenfranchise all the voters. It could say before Election Day, look, we don't trust democracy. What we want to do is we want to pick the electors. We want to pick the 12 smartest people in our state of Georgia and let them do it. Constitutionally, they could do it. But once the vote has been conducted, once the vote has been held, I don't think a court would sustain substituting legislatively selected electors for electors picked by the people. And my understanding is no legislature has actually done that. They talked about it,
right,
but no legislature
right.
has actually done that. So again, that's a Hail Mary that's just not going to work.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I think
might as well,
right,
look, I have no problem with the lawyers who are doing this because it's part of the American system of checks and balances.
Correct.
You challenge everything. Everything gets challenged.
Always.
And everybody gets a voice. And I hate what Google and YouTube are doing. They're saying now you can't come on our site and say that you thought the election may have been stolen. You know what I did? I have my own podcast. It's called The Dirt Show. You know, Dirt Show Wits. The only thing missing are the wits, and that's the call-in.
Yep.
So I had a guy on the show, Joel Pollack from Breitbart, and I
had him say
right on my show that the election results might very well have been different, but for fraud or error. Whether I agree with that or disagree with that doesn't matter. He said it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in
mm-hmm.
violation of YouTube policies. And they have taken down 8,000 channels, websites, videos of people who say that. And so I challenged them to take down my show. And I said, if they take down my show, I will sue them and get their Section 230 immunity withdrawn because they're no longer at that point a platform. They're a publisher. They're picking and choosing what they believe is the truth. And they haven't taken me up on my challenge at this point.
I'll bet they haven't. I'll bet. All right, so let me segue into one other thing, guys. I got you here, and I got to ask you about this.
Sure.
So I'm a Jewish SOB, son of a butcher. And my father and grandfather both owned little butcher stores and earned a wonderful living from it. And I just never imagined in America someone would walk in a store and say, you've got to close your store. Government is closing you down. And I see this story on a Southern California restaurant owner who is arguing with a health inspector who's issuing him a citation. And he's screaming at them, are you going to pay my rent? Are you going to pay my rent? I got to stay open. I got to feed my family. This is a very sad situation in America. What does the greatest lawyer in America say about the rights of a small business owner like my dad and grandpa if someone came in and closed their business down? It's not right.
I have two words, eminent domain. You want to close my business down for the public interest? Pay me. Let the public pay. I shouldn't have to pay out of my slim earnings as a butcher for the public health policy of the United States. If you want to take over my store and use it in the public interest temporarily, there should be compensation. And then, you know, nobody has a complaint. But the idea of making small business people be the ones to suffer the consequences while Walmart stays open and
right.
Amazon triples its earnings, there's a real problem with that. And I think we need to have... Here I'm going to sound like a socialist. I'm not. But I think Amazon has to start paying some of its profits to the small guys who are closing down and giving Amazon more business in the interest of public health. There's something very unfair about letting the small guys pick up the tab for this whole public health business. And we ought to be paying the consequences, which is why my family and I now do all of our online shopping at small places. I mean, they're not your parents' butcher shop. They're not my father's little underwear store on the Lower East Side of New York. But we try to help the little guy. That's what I was brought up to do in Brooklyn, always be on the side of the little guy.
There you go. I love small business. All right, Alan Dershowitz, it's great to have you on.
Hi,
I'm Alan Ruth. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Here's the deal. So that was Alan Dershowitz, and I interviewed him, I believe it was yesterday morning. Yeah, it was yesterday morning on my early edition here on KBET morning show. And we wanted to run it, but we had no room yesterday. We had a full slate of guests yesterday, so we jammed it in there today in hour number one because, of course, he's one of the most important lawyers in the world, and I valued what he had to say. But in hour number three, which is the 8 o'clock hour, East Coast, 5 o'clock Vegas time, you're going to hear from Joe DiGenova, who has a completely different view and believes Trump can and will still win this thing. So now you're going to hear the dueling views of great lawyers, Dershowitz and DiGenova. And you take away what you want. I present the best information to all of you. I prefer to believe Joe DiGenova. I really like Alan Dershowitz, and I do think he's fair. I like that he said, you know, he's a big liberal, and you know he voted against Trump, and yet he says they should, a Supreme Court absolutely should have taken the case, and all these voters, 74, 75 million of us are disenfranchised, and we believe it's a sham, and we believe the election was rigged and stolen, and it was cheating. But at least he was honest about that. But Joe DiGenova really believes that Alan Dershowitz is wrong, especially about Congress. He says it will not be what Alan Dershowitz just said, but I won't get into it any further. You'll have to wait till the third hour and listen to the interview with Joe DiGenova. I'm Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. The root's on fire. Author of the new bestseller, Trump Rules, the perfect New Year's gift. I won't even say Christmas gift anymore because I don't believe Amazon can get it to you before Christmas, but it's the perfect New Year's gift, and you'll get it for New Year's, and it's all about New Year's resolutions. Because this is not a political book, and this is not a book about whether Trump will win or lose the election. It's a book about the amazing rules of Donald Trump that I've studied for 41 years that supercharged my life and made me successful in ways I never imagined and could do the exact same thing for you. It's the Trump rules and it's the root rules combined. Now look at how it worked for both of us. Trump, a billionaire, me, a small businessman. Amazing success I've achieved because of Trump. Sponsor of this segment of the show, the Freedom Health Alliance. Freedom Health Alliance, brand new advertiser. Now more than ever, our immune system's under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation, stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, And, of course, this past presidential election, all of these things taking a toll on our mental and emotional and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I was willing to bring the products to you, I had to experience them for myself. I won't even let someone spend money and advertise unless I love their products, unless I use them and love them. And since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, feeling better than I have in years, and of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. And so I've been taking these for 3 months to make sure that they work, that I give them the Wainwright seal of approval, and I do. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341, toll-free, 888-910-0341. Just say Wainwright sent you and get 20% off. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com, freedomhealthalliance.com. And there you can just enter promo code WAR to receive 20% off. So either tell them Wainwright on the phone or go to the website freedomhealthalliance.com and say WAR and get 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com or 888-910-0341. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Ken Starr, a brilliant man who I respect, was the guy who prosecuted Bill Clinton's impeachment. He said, flagrantly violated laws ahead of the presidential election. Former prosecutor and solicitor general Ken Starr testified before the Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs today, and he said the state of Pennsylvania flagrantly violated laws ahead of the election by circumventing the state legislature and creating a law out of thin air through its state Supreme Court. When the Pennsylvania state legislature refused to extend the election for 3 days and accept mail-in ballots without postmarks, Democrat Governor Wolf ran to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, where five Marxists outnumber the two conservative judges, and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court changed election laws ahead of Election Day, which not only violated the state constitution, it violates the U.S. Constitution. Judge Starr said in response to Senator Ron Paul, there's a very important principle here. The Constitution is very clear. It is the prerogative of state legislatures to determine what these rules and laws are, and I must say it was flagrantly violated in Pennsylvania, perhaps elsewhere as well. Ken Starr also argued Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution gives plenary power to state legislatures to choose their electors. In Arizona, Senate Republicans issue subpoenas to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. You understand what's wrong with Nevada. In Arizona, they have a Republican governor, a Democrat Secretary of State, and Republican Senate and Republican Assembly, Republican legislature, right? In Nevada, it's a Democrat governor, Democrat lieutenant governor, Democrat Senate, Democrat Assembly. There's no one to appeal anything. There's no one to subpoena anything. We have a Republican Secretary of State. She's as useless as if I stuck a piece of gum under a desk. She's like the piece of gum. There's no use to our Republican Secretary of State. She says nothing. She does nothing. She is Sergeant Schultz. I see nothing. I do nothing. Barbara Savaski is like Sergeant Schultz. She's never done a damn thing for us. I'm not going to say anything more. I'm outraged at how little she's done. I'm outraged. She doesn't give a damn about President Trump. She doesn't notice any fraud. But at least in Arizona, Republicans are fighting. They issued subpoenas to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors for a scanned ballot audit and full forensic audit of ballot tabulation equipment because the election was stolen.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.